This is Gospel for Grampian Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland, engaging, equipping, enabling communities to live life to the full with Christ Jesus at the centre. Now, this programme is being made in two communities. Brian's Good News was made in Torrey, and the rest of this Community Elements show is being made here in Maastricht, here in Aberdeen. During Brian's Good News, he referred to a story which was written a few weeks back about the great work done by Aberdeen Street Friends in providing meals, hot meals for those most in need. And we spoke during our conversation about how great it would be if Street Friends would get in contact with and work with the likes of Social Bite. Well, in actual fact, that has happened. Social Bite have been working with an organisation called Itsons, and there's a report on the Street Friends Aberdeen Facebook page and showing how Social Bite and Itsons have made sure that 10,000 meals were bought for Scotland's most vulnerable communities. And they say this is going to make a lot of hungry bellies really happy. Thank you so much, they say, for showing again what Scotland is made of by those of us just doing okay, coming forward to those, helping those who are struggling. And we'll make sure that the links are available on the Gospel for Grampian website on the post for the Community Elements show for today. So well done them. It's great to see things coming forward. Now, if you want to find out more about Street Friends, it's facebook.com/JustinStreetAngels/. And we'll make sure that these links are available for you. This is the Community Elements show here on Gospel for Grampian. So how does the buying of a meal actually work? It's £5 to buy a meal for vulnerable person in Scotland to help those hard hit by COVID-19 crisis, including the homeless, families relying on school meals and the elderly. And Itsons have been partnering with Social Bite since 2014 to give Christmas dinners to those experiencing homelessness. Across the country, thousands of individuals and families have fallen through gaps of support and are struggling. And Itsons have been partnering to get food packs to as many individuals and families as possible. I need your help to do it. For every £5 donation, Social Bite will be able to provide a meal to someone who desperately needs it. For every £5 donation, Social Bite is able to provide the fresh food pack to someone in need. Social Bite has already been able to help thousands, but demand grows every single day, and donations will allow them to help the most vulnerable people in the country. The charity Social Bite is working with 75 organisations across Scotland to reach those in need, including Glasgow's Simon Community Hub, Brunstane Primary School in Edinburgh, Dundee's Curtin Community Centre and Aberdeen Cyrenians. As well as delivering directly to charities and community groups, Social Bite owned cafes open for those experiencing homelessness. There are quite a few fans who are really fans of Social Bite, including Leonardo DiCaprio, George Clooney, Nicola Sturgeon and Sir Chris Hoy. And well as many thousands of amazing Itsons members. One in three of Social Bite's workforce are from homeless backgrounds, and donation is not only providing a meal, but helping Social Bite to break this cycle through employment. This current lockdown has brought out the best and indeed the worst of folks. But if you're wondering how on earth you're going to entertain the family, then both Aberdeen City and Aberdeen Shire Ranger Services have devised a series of activities that you can do. In the last week, Aberdeen Shire held a very interesting look at geology, where people could bring rocks that they have found photograph them and have the rangers talk about them. It was quite interesting sitting in, being in the same room as Helen, who was part of that group of rangers who were doing work remotely from home. The rangers were talking to each other about the rock samples that were appearing and then posting up the answers. And I think it was very successful for that. Now, this coming week, they have a back garden beastie hunt, which is liable to bring up a very large amount of different inquiries. Now, this is taking place Wednesday at 11 a.m. and it's Wednesday the 20th of May. So if you're interested in finding out more about the bugs and beasties in your garden and you're not sure what to do, then go along to the Aberdeenshire Council Ranger Service page and you can click on the event. It needs to be said that this is an event whereby you would send your photographs in and the rangers would look at them and tell you what it is you have found. So some great things. There's some great footage on the Aberdeenshire page, all about badgers, rocks as well. And on Aberdeen City Council Facebook page, we've got highlights from the bird box that we have outside the house here. So you can go in and have a look at that. There are also a number of quizzes. And the most recent quiz, which is the Friday 11s quiz, is such a difficult one. I'm having problems in working out what the anagrams of the different birds are, but there are 20 birds altogether, and the anagrams are not what you think. So don't go to any online anagram maker, because you won't find them there. You will have to work them out for yourselves, and several people did get stuck on it, but it's a good one for the weekend. It's a good one for the family to get involved with. So that's something. There are also other activities on there, videos of how to make bug hotels, and things to do when you're out and about for your walk, that you can go out and have a look out for and listen to different things. And they've also included a checklist of things that may have been found. So these are just a few of the things that you can be getting up to even during this period of lockdown, and remembering that you can go out for walks more than once a day. But the advice is, stay at home. This is Gospel for Grampian. So if you want to help, just go to the links on our website. This is Gospel for Grampian, Gospel Community Radio for North Scotland. We trust that you're going to have a great week, and we hope that you'll join us again next week at the same time, 4 p.m, for another Community Elements show. This particular programme goes out Saturdays and Sundays between 12 p.m. and 1 p.m.